some parts of life look almost normal right now. Hair is being cut. Restaurants are opening. The stock market is soaring. But the reality is, it's been 6 months since the U.S. began tipping into a steep recession. In Pennsylvania, that means hundreds of thousands of people out of work. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benchoff has a story on people grappling with being locked out of the economy.
Violinist Becky Ansel is used to playing with a group of 40 musicians packed into the orchestra pit with the Pennsylvania Ballet. Now, instead of playing for a crowd with others, she's playing pieces written for one instrument, like this Bach sonata.
And you can tell me if you can hear me or not. Is this...
Because events are canceled and the ballet isn't budgeting for musicians right now, she's guessing her main freelance gigs won't come back till fall 2021. Ansel says talk of economic recovery just doesn't seem to apply to her field, one she's dedicated herself to for more than three decades.
You're getting so many different conflicting bits of, you know, advice. Don't go out, stay at home, look for a job. And my industry, it's pretty hard to do that when our jobs are based on making music together.
Ansel isn't the only one whose professional opportunities have just dried up since the United States entered what is now a deep recession. Jamie Lee in Wilkes-Barre lost her job at an adult daycare center in March, setting her family back on bills by a month until unemployment kicked in.
To some people, it doesn't seem like it's a lot, but when you live it, it's like your whole world seems like it's crashing down in front of you.
Lee blanketed her resume around town. But when she goes to a business that's open, not only aren't they hiring, but like many businesses across the country, they may be actively downsizing.
I had another employer, which was just a local store, tell me that they couldn't hire because they don't have the means to pay anybody. They let people off.
If you have health or childcare issues and want a job that lets you work from home, single mother Shonda Woods from Delaware County says get ready to fill out a lot of applications.
I think I must have dumped out my email 10 times from the, you know, the confirmation of applying.
So is that like dozens or like hundreds? If you
hundreds.
Had a market? Wow.
Hundreds.
She's had a couple of interviews, but no offers yet. Recent numbers show there are 1.5 million Pennsylvanians on some form of unemployment benefits due to the pandemic. Former head of the U.S. government's labor statistics agency, Erica Groshen, says this recession is unlike those in the past.
This one, we fell off a cliff. I mean, it's like we joined hands and jumped off the cliff together as a country. You know? So it's really abrupt and really, really deep.
Following that plunge, some of the jobs that were initially paused returned in May and June. But Groshen says that didn't erase the initial drop.
We've had the quick part. And now we're in the long, slow slog. And the virus and policy are going to make the biggest difference here.
She estimates that more than 23 million people nationwide are still out of some or all of their work due to the pandemic. Ofer Sharon, a sociologist who studies the effects of long-term unemployment, says being out of a job causes two kinds of stress. One, financial. The other, emotional.
A loss of a sense of self, of identity. Often an experience of stigma from the wider society, employers, even friends and sometimes spouses.
Abigail Idris, who used to work managing events at the Marriott near the Philadelphia airport, says getting furloughed made her ask, who am I?
Swallowing the fact that I was being furloughed by no choice of my own, to be put out of a job that you're super passionate about and that you really love, you know, it kind of knocks you off your balance for a little while.
She and her husband both lost work. They have a 2-year-old son, and Idris says the added time with him has made her reevaluate some of her career priorities. She says working 50 hours a week like she did before no longer feels right.
It's been really hard to think about either A, finding a new job or going back to work and having to sacrifice all of this amazing quality time. That's been the biggest blessing in disguise through all of the pandemic.
But her financial anxiety remains. Boosted federal unemployment benefits expired, and President Trump's replacement is smaller and still weeks from materializing.
we've come to depend on that money. But now that we're here, you know, in addition to the psychological effects of when am I going back to work, now it's just this insecurity of like not being able to provide for your family.
That's the 1-2 punch of being unemployed during a recession. Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.